Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Two Terrible Vikings Feast with the King. Two Terrible Vikings, Book 3, written by Francesca Simon and read by Adrian Edmondson. On your guard, shrieked Hack, waving her sword. On your guard, shrieked Whack, swinging his axe. Smash! Crash! Wooden platters, knives and antler spoons clattered to the dirt floor. Is this how you grind the wheat, Hack? Said Mum, dashing in from the storeroom. Her hands were covered in bread dough. Whack! Where's that chicken I told you to pluck? The herrings need gutting. The milk needs churning. You're the worst Vikings in the village. Now put down those weapons and do your chores or no dinner tonight. Hack sighed loudly and stomped over to the bread trough. She hated grinding wheat. It took forever, and no matter how long she turned the quernstone to crush the grain, there was always so much grit in the flour. Bread made from gritty flour tasted horrible. It was amazing she still had teeth. I might as well scoop up dirt from the floor and eat that, thought Hack. When she grew up, she'd make sure she had loads of servants to do all the chores. She'd go raiding and bring back so much gold and silver that she would never have to lift a finger again, and she could spend all day playing and sword fighting. Outside, the sun was actually shining. It was awful being stuck indoors. Whack stomped over to the table and glared at the chicken he was supposed to be plucking. Why was he inside on such a nice day? He wanted to be outside, chasing goats off the roof and running in the woods with his wolf cub Bitey-Bitey. Hack started grinding the wheat. Whack started plucking the chicken. Mum glared at them, then got on with her bread making. And no dawdling, she shouted. Quick, let's get out of here, hissed Whack. Yeah, said Hack. The terrible twins tiptoed to the door. Whack was just about to open it when Dirty Ulf's mum burst into their longhouse without even waiting for someone to let her in.
I've got to go up to the summer pastures, said Dirty Ulf's mother, red-faced and panting. Dirty Ulf is already there. Can you two babysit Fire Hazard till night meal?
Look after Fire Hazard instead of grinding wheat and plucking chickens? We'll do it, said Hack and Whack. What a brilliant way to get out of doing their chores. How hard could it be to watch a two-year-old for a few hours?
You want Hack and Whack to babysit, said Mum.
Yeah,
said Dirty Ulf's mother, racing out the door.
What's the worst that can happen?
She shouted over her shoulder as she ran towards the mountains. Fire Hazard was Dirty Ulf's little brother. He was always smiling and laughing, but he loved playing with kindling and starting fires.
Bye, Mum, shouted Hack. Come on, Bitey-Bitey, said Whack, as they skipped over to Dirty Ulf's.
Her messy longhouse was smaller than theirs, but it smelled just the same, of turf and smoke and dung and fish oil. Clothes, shoes, fishing nets and sheepskins were scattered everywhere.